Hi, this is Gadgeton, and we're at Foss North, Gothenburg today, the 27th of April, 2026. And with me is Lars. And Lars has very graciously accepted for an interview for a few minutes with me. Lars, would you like to briefly introduce yourself and maybe tell us about your motivation for speaking at Foss North?
Sure. I'm Lars Virtanius. I've been programming for a really long time, and I like giving talks. That's why I came to Foss North to give a talk.
And the theme of your talk was distributed CI with the Radical Ambient. So to touch upon distributed CI, so I think we generally agree that maybe power should not be centralized. Everybody agrees that centralization is a problem, but most teams still choose centralized CI, maybe like GitHub, because you know, it works. So what's the most difficult practical barrier today that maybe stops Radical Ambient from becoming the default and not an alternative?
I think the main problem is it requires change, and overall, statistically speaking, people fear change. And Radical is, the centralized systems are easy, especially if it's a very popular one, you know, other people who use that, and you can ask them for help. Radical is new, it has fairly few users, so it's hard to know someone who already knows this, and there's no network effect so that you could benefit from others using this. Same thing with Ambient, and distributed CI and distributed version control systems, all of this is important and interesting, but different and difficult. And there are also, all this software that we are writing is fairly new, so there are some rough corners, but then all software has rough corners. GitHub itself is not perfect, but basically it isn't being adopted fast because it's not being adopted fast.
Got it. So on distributed CI, anyone can run builds, but the projects choose basically which nodes to be could be trusted. So as a maintainer, how should I think about trust here? So what could replace the implicit trust that we place on the centralized CI provider, for example? What could replace that?
Careful thinking. Trust is difficult at all levels in all kinds of contexts. And if you don't know someone, so if in distributed CI someone else runs CI for your code, in GitHub it's GitHub doing this, but in Radical it would be someone else. If you don't know them, if you don't have a history with them, you might have a base level of trust because they're another human being, and most human beings aren't malicious. But if what you're doing is security sensitive, even if just for you, that's a bad basis for trust. Hoping that others won't be malicious is how you get trouble. The way, we haven't actually really solved all of this, especially for CI and Radical, but we've made it fairly easy for you to run CI for yourself. And sometimes it's enough to have things like, okay, some CI system somewhere said that code builds and runs and tests runs. That's fine. There are some thoughts that we have for things like reproducible builds, so that if 15 other CI nodes produce the exact same output, then probably at least one of those isn't malicious. And choose whatever value for 15 you like.
Right. Great, thank you for that. So Ambient is designed to safely run untrusted code, you know, without trusting the dependencies or the authors. While making the design decisions, what were the toughest trade-offs that had to happen, that had to be made? And where does it still fall short compared to traditional CI sandboxes?
The biggest, most difficult change was not to use containers, because I find it easier to isolate inside a virtual machine. It was a fairly easy decision for me, but also difficult because it will break everyone else's assumptions. And because Ambient, the VM that Ambient uses, it configures it so that it does not have any network access. This turns out to be a big problem for some projects. But mostly the barrier to adoption is that it's different. And it's not what people are used to, so they would have to learn things, and humanity hates learning things.
That's a great segue to our next question here. So this sounds, distributed CI sounds quite powerful, and it places the trust decision in the hands of the ones, the consumers. But it really depends on people contributing compute. And what would be the real incentives for someone to run CI nodes, especially for somebody else other than them? And how do you end up, how do you try to avoid a tragedy for everyone that is essentially relying on shared compute?
Not a problem I have solved yet, but the two things I have thought about is, one, if you really need to rely on that compute being available, you pay someone. Sometimes it's enough to rely on the generosity of strangers, but if you really need to depend on this, then you pay for this. The other thing I've thought about is a leaderboard, where everyone who runs a CI node can opt into being tracked, so that there's a global map with a blinking light when a CI node is running. And in my experience, leaderboards mean that people do crazy things to get on top.
That's right. You've got to gamify everything, right? But that's the bane of us in software. I guess as a maintainer, let's say with a project with thousands of contributors on GitHub, what would be a realistic migration path towards Radical and Ambient without maybe disrupting everything?
Not something I've done yet, but I would try this carefully with a small, very small subset of people. First step would be to mirror all the code to Radical and any updates to Radical, and then set up the simplest necessary CI that is useful at all, and then try to build from that to something that you're happy with. All software migrations are a pain, so I can't say it's going to be painless with Radical and Radical CI, but for me it has been worth it personally.
Right, and I believe it needs a shift of mentality, a shift of the way of thinking when it comes to CI. So if this model succeeds, distributed CI, what do you think would the software development ecosystem look like? Maybe in the next few years, maybe 5 years, 10 years? Do you see the large providers becoming irrelevant? Do you see them still there? And how does, things fit into a decentralized world?
I don't actually think that GitHub Actions will go anywhere as long as Microsoft has money, because it is being used so much, and it's such a big thing for Microsoft that it exists and is being used. And also for Radical, much as I would like to say that we want to take over the world, what we actually want to achieve is being a realistic alternative for people who for whatever reasons, can't rely on GitHub or one of the other centralized ones. The way, if we did succeed and took over the world, what the world would look like is a mystery to me. I'd like to be able to have an answer, but I can't think that far.
I guess it's up to all of us to start adopting distributed CI, buying into that worldview, and maybe, evolving CI into that next stage of evolution for everyone. Lars, thank you very much for your time. I think these were great insights, and I hope you have fun at First North. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm sure I will have fun.